This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India-Japan relations are truly very special and there are many shining examples of the success of the economic partnership. Addressing India-Japan Joint Economic Forum in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said, when Japan's expertise and investment combine with India's speed and scale, the entire world benefits. He said both sides today decided to make the partnership even more dynamic and profound. The Prime Minister said India and Japan today reached agreements on several areas such as economic security, AI, defense and health that will make the partnership futuristic and limitless.
आज आर्थिक दुनिया सप्लाई चेन में रुकावटें ट्रेड में अनिश्चितता और ग्लोबल डिमांड में गिरावट से जूझ रही है लेकिन जैसे कहा जाता है व्हेन द गोइंग गेट्स टफ द टफ गेट गोइंग भारत विश्व की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग मेजर इकोनॉमी है पिछले फाइनेंशियल ईयर में भारत की जीडीपी ग्रोथ 7.7% रही इतना ही नहीं पिछले 12 वर्षों में हम भारत में काइजन फिलोसॉफी यानी कंटीन्यूअस इंप्रूवमेंट अपनाते हुए अपनी इकोनॉमिक डीएनए को ट्रांसफॉर्म कर रहे हैं
In her address, Prime Minister of Japan, Sanai Takaichi, said, among the many areas of cooperation, energy security is one of the most important areas. On the occasion, both Prime Ministers jointly inaugurated Maruti Suzuki's fourth vehicle manufacturing facility at Kharkhoda in Haryana. Earlier, India and Japan today exchanged several agreements in different fields, including economic and energy security, pharmaceuticals, defense, and AI. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held annual summit-level talks with his Japanese counterpart, Sanai Takaichi, in New Delhi this afternoon. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today said that investments have emerged as a key driver of India's strategic partnership with Japan and are expected to further strengthen bilateral ties. Addressing the Indo-Japan Strategic Dialogue on Shaping the Asian Century, organized by a private television channel, Mr. Goyal said, opportunities are opening up for India's skilled workforce, while the government's focus remains on ensuring equitable development for all under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
It's a partnership that has many dimensions. Trade also is an important element of this partnership, particularly given our complementary strengths. What we get from Japan are largely technology-driven products. What we sell to Japan are also value-added products. We are not selling raw materials or intermediates. We're selling high-quality precision-engineered material, auto component, electronic component. So, in effect, this particular relationship has both the trade and investment dimension. Therefore, I think it's a good partnership.
India has reiterated its firm stand that terrorism cannot be justified under any circumstances and called for united global action to eliminate the menace. Addressing the UN General Assembly during the adoption of the 9th review of the United Nations Global Counter-Terrorism Strategy, India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Harish Parvathaneni, said, a terrorist is a terrorist, and emphasized that the counter-terrorism efforts should not be weakened by false equivalences or politicized narratives.
India has been a victim of cross-border terrorism for decades. Our people have paid a terrible price, and this experience has shaped India's zero-tolerance approach. Irrespective of any grievance, political cause, or strategic calculation, terrorism in all its forms and manifestations must be condemned unequivocally. India has worked to strengthen the global focus on terror financing. We have supported capacity building, South-South cooperation, and strengthening of multilateral frameworks. India believes that counter-terrorism should not be hollowed out by false equivalences or politicized narratives.
Governor of Bihar, Lieutenant General retired Sayyed Atta Hasnain, and Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita will visit Iran tomorrow to attend the funeral ceremony of the late Supreme Leader of Iran, Grand Ayatollah Sayyed Ali Khamenei. The southwest monsoon today has further advanced into entire Delhi, some more parts of Gujarat, remaining parts of Uttar Pradesh, most parts of Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Punjab, and some parts of Rajasthan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.